This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right? A live feed. See, because... Okay, we'll try that again. Talk about being up on the, you know, Facebook feed. And if you're more into that, then that's where you need to be. That's fine by me. I mean, whatever turns you on, whatever makes you happy. Anyway, the... You know, David Beagle is going to join me after the first break, and I love when David's on because, you know, when it comes to having your finger on unions and workers and that kind of stuff, it always, okay, it's a 24/7 job. So I get it. I mean, it's tough to keep up with. It's tough for us to keep up with. But David's got his finger on. He's written a book called Devil at Our Doorsteps, how... he fought and won the SEIU, and there's some updates in the newer version. There were two books written, Devil at My Doorstep and Devil at Our Doorstep. But David spent quite a bit of his own money, not so much to keep the union out of his business, but to make sure his employees got a fair shake. Because they came in and they wanted to force it, almost like card check. And when David said no, put it out to vote, they were not happy about it. I don't know why. I mean, if they're so great and so wonderful, they wouldn't have had a problem, right? But we'll talk to him about that. Anyhow, let's see. Students hold... Oh, this is disgusting. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Students hold a bleed-in to demand menstrual products. Isn't that exciting? You know, this has been going on for a long time on college campuses where they think that every and all health needs, we'll say, you know, should be supplied by the college. I mean, they're supposed to give you everything. So, God, this is the university. I can't even look at the picture. It's disgusting. University of Florida students walked around campus Tuesday with fake menstrual blood on their pants to protect the lack of free feminine hygiene products on campus. Now, on January 15th, the Student Government Committee rejected a proposal to provide free menstrual products to female students. Now, they actually have a mandatory activity and services fee. So they charge you this fee, they call it activity and services, and in that, all these things are supposed to be covered. But apparently, I don't, you know, what's next, condoms? Seriously. I mean, I could see toilet paper, But wouldn't feminine hygiene be something you should just take care of? You know it's happening, you know it's coming, you know how you've had to deal with it. Is it because they can't afford it? I mean, if they can't afford it, aren't there, there's got to be a million ways to get them. A student group called Gatters Matter, period. That's their name, not me. Gatters Matter, period. Which began circulating a petition in support of the proposal last fall, responded by organizing a bleed-in protest during which roughly 2,000 students stained the back of their pants red. This is part of a reproductive justice, said Sharon Matthew. See, here we go. Reproductive justice. Well, if you want total control of your reproductive system, shouldn't you also be in total control of the maintenance of such? Or you get to do whatever you want, and then we get to pay for whatever it is that you do whatever you want. Shannon Matthew, who was among the first students to join the protest, told the local paper, "I'm not ashamed of my period. I don't think anyone else should be either." Well, when it's big red stain on your pants, you should be ashamed, so should everyone else. I mean, you know how to deal with it. Look, it's different when there's an accident. It's different when there's an issue. But to do this kind of stuff on purpose to bring what? Because none of us know that you have a period? Seriously? And they even created a Facebook event page for the Are You Seeing Red? It explains participants wore washable dye on our bums as if we didn't have a pad and the blood just bled through. The organizer provided supplies for those in need of them, but encouraged students to bleed in however you want as well. Now, at New York University, we covered one last year. They want the tampons in the men's room as well. Because some who identify as men actually have female parts. They wonder why we're confused. Following the protest, the proposal was discussed at a meeting of the full student senate where the Alligator reports, which is a local paper, that Senate President Ian Green announced that a decision had been made to provide free menstrual products at the student union starting in February. Isn't that great? Let's give them more free stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I mean, we're live, right?
Yep. Hold on. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. So much you can do up there. But let me bring on my guest because he's chomping at the bit to come on and let it flow. David Bigo joins me, CEO, author of Devil at My Door. All right, let me try that again. Erase everything for the last 30 seconds, okay? David Bigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and won the SEIU, and actually, as far as I know, made life better for his employees, not worse. David, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe, and it's the Devil at Our Doorstep. And, I'm the owner and CEO of Executive Management Services, a cleaning company I started in Indianapolis in 1989, cleaning my insurance agent's office space by myself.
Like, see, that's the American story right there. That you started it by yourself, right? Yeah, and I don't know, did you love cleaning?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was about 4,000 square foot office. I'd clean it, and then during the day I'd go out and sell. And today we're in 43 states, yeah. And we've tried to do the right things over the years and take care of our customers, employees, and vendors, and people we do business with.
Well,
so
that's kind of what I was saying in the first segment when I was talking to people. I said, you know, when you fought the SEIU, it wasn't to keep them out. It was so that they would do the right thing and they would allow your employees to actually vote on whether to have a union or not, correct?
That's exactly right. They want to take away the secret ballot voting process and go to card check where they get a bare majority signing a union card, 50% plus one, and you're automatically union. To facilitate that, we have to give a list of all of our employees and their home addresses and their contact information, so they go to their homes and intimidate and threaten them until they sign the cards. And I told them, I said, look, I'm not anti-union. Before I got into the cleaning business, I was in agribusiness for 9 years, and I ran union plants around the country and turned them around by getting everybody to play together as a team. So, you know, if you want to have a regular election, I'll live with it. And they said, nope, you're going to sign it. And I said, nope, I won't. I'll never sign it. It's un-American.
See, we need more. We need a lot more people like you out there that are willing to fight for what's right, even at personal cost. There's a lot of people that won't do it just because they don't want to have to give up their time, their resources, their life, if you would, around them. Because it's not an easy chore. It's not like you go to work and you just fight it for a couple hours, you move on. This was a constant fight, day in and day out, was it not?
Oh, it was for, about 3.5 years. And, there's stories in my book, The Devil at Our Doorstep, of people that read my first book, business owners, and one guy out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, he read it and wanted to come and talk to me, have breakfast, and we talked. He says, Dave, I agree with everything you did. He says, I couldn't have done it. He says, I couldn't put up with the time I would have to put into it, the cost, and psychologically, I couldn't have put up with the pressure. And this is the problem we have in America today. Too many people, and especially in our in Washington with our Senate and Congress, don't have the backbone to stand up and do the right things.
In Washington? What's wrong with our people in Washington? I'm sorry. All right. So let's get to Washington. Let's get to President Trump. I mean, we're seeing things that he's up on a year right now. And let me ask you, first giving the 85,000-foot overview, and then we'll move into detail. How's he doing in your mind for the business world and for, the average American?
I think he's doing well. I think the things he's put in place and this new tax law on that is going to help increase business across the country and the world for the American business and American people. And, people are going back to work. And I'll be honest with you, it's tough to find employees right now because so many people are going back to work. And that's what we need in this country.
Oh, some people are saying, here's the problem with that mindset, okay? That some people are saying the jobs are low wage jobs. A lot of the companies are actually laying off people, but we're not hearing about that. Yeah, Walmart is consolidating corporate offices. A few big companies that are doing some consolidation, but that's part of the process. That's just normal in the everyday process of business, is it not?
Well, it is. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to be profitable so that you can have money to reinvest and grow your business and give people opportunity and jobs and stuff like that. And most people don't understand what business is all about. And I've talked about this in the past. We really need, in schools, we have courses they must take or required courses like science and English and math and things like that. We really need kids in high school and college to be required to take business courses so they really understand what business is all about and that it's part of this country that's made this country great.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's funny, when you talk to people, as you were alluding to a little earlier, people are happy that they're working. They're happy they can provide for their family. I was talking about that last week, how, you know, men are, in my mind, from a biblical standpoint too, men are built to work. They want to take care of their families. They want to take care of themselves. They don't want to just lay on the couch and grab a government check. And I see, some of these guys now that are working and they're making some money and they're able to take care of their families, they're much happier. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's exactly right. And, the thing is you get people out and, they use their abilities and they work hard and they persevere and they move up the chain, that's got to help their ego. That makes them feel better because they're actually accomplishing things besides just sitting at home, sitting in a chair, or laying on the couch all the time.
You know, and here's something that we'll talk about on the other side of the break. I don't think people realize two things. One is that mandatory dues is exactly that. You can't not pay union dues. You can't not opt out of the union. That's number one. Number two, what people don't realize, too, is that a lot of times some of these public agencies, there's actually a person doing all the work that a union person should do in the accounting arena. And, you know, making sure everybody gets paid, making sure the money gets taken out and sent out and accounted for to the union. It's almost like we pay at the school district. In essence, we pay a person to do the union work. I think it's amazing. But,
that's exactly right. But then in the government, in the public workforce in Washington and in state legislators, stuff like that, a lot of these people, they're getting paid to sit and do nothing on the day for the federal government or the state governments, whatever it may be, but they're getting paid to do union work for themselves. So the government is paying them to be union workers for the union job.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
We'll talk about that the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You look to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just get back to my next guest. I don't have him on. I know I always tell him this, but it's just time flies. I don't have him on often enough. David Beagle, President and CEO of Executive Management Services and the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep, joins me now. It's a great book. I mean, seriously. And we have, I know people who've ordered the book from you. I know that we've given it away at times on the show. And there isn't anybody that I meet up with afterward, David, or talk to afterward, that isn't shaking their head going, I don't believe this. I don't believe you, but an aggravation this guy had to go through just to get the right thing done. So thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, and thank you for talking about my book, because I wrote the book and the blogs I wrote for, you know, four and a half years after that book, to wake up the American people what's going on behind the scenes.
You know, you were talking, and I had to cut you off because we were going for a break, but there are places in this country, especially in California, where there are people, for all intents and purposes, sitting around doing nothing but monitoring or helping the union in a public environment and getting paid for it, isn't there?
Oh yeah, it's terrible, but it happens in California, but it happens in Washington too, and it's because of the our public offices are unionized, and that goes back to 62 when Kennedy signed an executive order that allowed public employees to be unionized, and unfortunately it's swept across the country, and we have people that are sitting there basically doing nothing for this country or for the government. They're working for the union, doing union work.
So now I can take you back to where we left off before, which was with President Trump and where the economy's going, where jobs are going and what have you. Were you surprised? Because some people who even are in politics like you every day were not stunned, weren't surprised at all when Nancy Pelosi and now Debbie Wasserman Schultz comes out and actually thinks that $1,000 for the average American family today, $1,000, is not a big deal.
Well, yeah, this is typical rhetoric from the left and, you know, and misinformation and lies. They do it just to tear down the other side. Same type of things that the union used against me. But, you know, here's the things. And, you know, I like to throw out stuff like this because this, you throw this out, the other side tends to crawl back under the rocks. It's like, you know, in California, you've had some minimum wages passed in Los Angeles and other areas out there, but which was pushed behind the scenes by the SEIU and other unions. But, you know, if you look at these bills out there real close, I think you'll find that the unions were exempt from this. So they didn't have to meet these minimum wage laws as they go up over the, you know, several years. They could actually come in lower because, you know, their philosophy and how they presented it to your governor and his constituents is that, well, you know, we have to negotiate contracts and, you know, we may have to go to lower wage to keep the business and keep our union membership. And the bottom line is they don't care about the membership, what they make. It's all about the dues money for their pockets and their political agenda.
No kidding. I mean, I wish people would see through this and be a little bit more honest about what these people are up to. But you're right. And then as far as getting the dues in, I mean, they're, other than California, they're in a world of hurt countrywide, aren't they? They're not growing in any substantial number.
No. In fact, the union membership was down overall to 11%. Or no, I think it was actually 10.98% this past year. Nationwide, and I believe that the private was down to about 5.7%, and you know that's quite a drop for unions that used to have 45% of the workforce as members, and they're continuing in a downward spiral, and we're going to see a lot of push, and something big is coming up here end of February that could affect this even more for the unions and maybe put them out of business totally.
You're gonna leave me hanging, or are you going to tell us what that is?
I'll tell you what it is. I thought you might know, but it's called Janus versus AFSCME. And what this is it goes back to a case in Illinois several years ago where a person believes that they shouldn't have to pay union dues if they were not working directly for the union themselves, and it's a violation of their First Amendment rights. And at that time, Illinois found in favor of the unions, obviously, in that. And this person has appealed the case, and now it goes in front of the Supreme Court on, I think, February 28th. And the way it's going right now, the National Right to Work Committee out of Washington is behind it. They're providing legal backup for it, and they're gonna, and attorneys and that. And the way this is going right now, it appears, especially based with Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court, that there's a good chance that this could be overturned. And what would happen is that it would erase the Abood Law back, I think it was in the 70s sometime, that would kind of force people to have to pay union dues whether they want to be in the union or not, and let people drop out of the unions if they want to in the public sector. So, you know, in your government, Washington, and the state governments and local governments and that, you could see a huge drop in union membership. And this could be the beginning of the end for the unions.
Yeah, in California at one point, it was, especially with the teachers union, shows you how strong they are. But it used to be that the California teachers here did not have to join the union. But yet, whatever agreement made, contractual agreement the union made with the school districts, went on to those non-union teachers. They just didn't have to, protect them, you know, with their attorneys and certain things like that. But then there was a fight that ensued at the state house, and ultimately came back around to you whether you're in the union or not, you have to pay the dues, which is really sick.
You know,
well, that's right, and that was actually going to be heard a couple of years ago, and it was Friedrichs versus the California Teachers Association,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was supposed to be heard in like June in 2016, and then if you remember, Anton Scalia died in late February of that year.
Right.
And he was the person on the Supreme Court that everybody felt would be the one in favor of Friedrichs and eliminate the dues things for California teachers and that. And this is kind of the same type of case that's now in front of the Supreme Court. But now it looks like you've got the right people in there and the guy that replaced Scalia, has the same philosophy as Scalia, and this could be the same situation where they eliminate the fact that people have to be in the public unions if they want to, don't want to, and they don't have to pay the union dues.
Yeah, it's always been interesting to me how they work that out, how they make that happen. And then, David, they fought for this $15 an hour deal, and you and I both know, well, actually, many people know, that it was a union backing those signs, backing those protesters,
trying
to push this through, right?
And fight for 15, it was the SEIU.
Yeah, and so what's happened to a lot of the restaurants, especially in the larger cities, where they've had to go to $15 an hour? You know this, right?
Oh, yeah. They're bringing in, you know, automation to eliminate people. And that's the sad thing, is that what you've done is eliminated jobs. And what you have to look at, and I tell people this all the time, is that people have to start somewhere. And then they can, you know, through hard work and perseverance and using their talents, move up and move into better jobs and make more money in that. And I don't know about you, but I've told people, you know, back when I was in college, even though I had a scholarship to play basketball, I still needed money for, you know, food and everything like that. I'd go to class during the day. I'd go to basketball practice at night. And I was still, on the weekends, I would work at a gas station pumping gas.
Well, hey, you were willing to do what it takes.
That's right. And this is what we need in America today. We need people to get out and work and persevere and learn and grow and improve themselves and move up.
Well, and make sure you buy feminine hygiene for them because, you know, they can't work another job to get it for themselves. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with David Vigo on the other side of the break.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby,
we are back.
American,
you're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly get involved, get engaged. There are smarter people than I am in the chat room online and on Facebook as well. David Bigo joins me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services, also the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep, and it's a great book. It's about his fight with the SEIU and how he won. And again, just for clarity, so you guys don't think we're just a bunch of right-wing Republican conservative union haters. David and I have spoken about this plenty of times in the past, about there are some people that do need to have you. There are some companies that do need to have unions because of their bosses aren't the most upright people. Right, Dave?
That's exactly right. I'm not anti-union, and I tell people that all the time. You know, my grandfather was a truck driver. He was in the union. My uncle was a printer. He was in the union, but unfortunately, Some of them have lost their way, and instead of taking care of the membership, they're taking care of themselves and their political agenda. And that's the sad part of what's going on. But there are businesses out there that don't treat their people well, and they need to have representation.
So what I love is there's a common I know I'm going to get slapped for this. There's a common thread out there, right? You've got Nancy Pelosi, Wasserman Schultz talking about $1,000 being a drop in the bucket, just crumbs, doesn't do anything for people. Maybe not for them. That's cookie jar money for those people. And then you've got union management telling you how they're for the people, they're for the little people, they're watching over the little people, but they're living in multi-million dollar homes. It is mind-blowing, is it not?
Well, it is, and again, you know, it's like Pelosi. You look at the business her and her husband have, and all the money they make, and they're talking like this. You know, it's crazy stuff, and that. And I want to get back to this.
No. Go ahead. You can get back, but set it up. Let people know what the Janus thing is.
Yeah, this is again. A case that was in Illinois that asked me one against this particular person. He didn't want to have to pay union dues, and you know, he lost the case and he appealed it, and it's gone up through the different courts, and is now going to be heard by the Supreme Court in I think it's February 28th. And there's a good chance that, from all I'm hearing and that he has a good chance of winning, which could be a death knell for the public unions. And, but here's a couple things. In the past, when things have come up to the Supreme Court, they've been kind of thrown out, you know, this thing I told you was Scalia. It was kind of interesting that he passed away a few months before the Friedrichs versus the California Teachers Association.
Yep.
And he actually died in Texas at a Democrat's home. And you know, a few years before that, there was a suit that came up against people using a neutrality agreement like the SEIU, and the people didn't like it. It was from a hotel down in Florida, and it got up to the Supreme Court, and after a while they refused to hear it. And all this happened during the Obama administration, and I think the big difference now is we have an administration that's going to stand up for the rights of both employees and businesses, and they're going to allow these things to move forward. And this could be a very, very interesting case, and I think your people ought to stay tuned here at the end of February. The other thing, though, is, and I don't know, you know, what people's religions are. I'm a Catholic, but the Catholic Bishops Association, U.S. Catholic Bishops Association, came out in favor of the unions the other day, and they are supporting them in this case. And
wow.
They're doing it, and they're doing it all in the frame of its social justice, because they think people need to be represented and be able to get paid more money and taken care of and all that. And here's the sad thing about this, is these bishops have been brainwashed by the same tactics that the SEIU used against us and used against other people. They're using it against millennials and kids in college and stuff like that. You're going to get all this stuff, and this is what the unions are about. We're out there to take care of the people and help them do things. When at the end of the day, what it's about is unionizing as many people as possible to increase the union dues coming into their pocketbook.
You know, it's sad when you hear about these organizations like the Catholic Bishops just jumping on this because it's a social warrior situation or a social justice situation.
Yep.
These guys need to get informed before they do this. They actually need to see what's going on before they do this kind of thing. Because you had some clergy change their way of thinking once they saw what the SEIU was doing to you, correct?
That's exactly right. In fact, if people would buy my book and read it, and I think it's chapter 13, there's a Catholic Monsignor here in Indianapolis that stood up for me and went out and talked to the Catholic priests and pastors around the city of Indianapolis and that, and woke them up to what was truly going on, that this wasn't for the people at all, trying to get them more money and benefits and all that. This was all about the union dues and that. And it's just interesting that this particular group of Catholic bishops are getting behind this. But and I know for a fact a lot of pastors and that here in Indianapolis that I know, they get it. They understand that this isn't for the people. It's for the dues money.
Well, you know, you made a statement, and I don't think people realize what a big deal this is. You said that the Trump administration is fighting for employees and employers, and the Democrats would have you believe that it's only the employers that he's fighting for to make them more money. And then his mantra about making America strong and making, you know, getting regulations out of the way so businesses will you know, grow and flourish. They can't seem to tie these two things together. Now, you've got a large company. You can help people understand. If you're making more money, if you have your handcuffs taken off a little bit more, you can bring more employees on. You can pay them more money. You can do a little bit more from a business standpoint. Can you not?
Well, that's exactly right. That's what you try to do. And I think as Trump is dropped some of these things off, and he's worked on the tax situation, and he's also working on the immigration situation. More and more companies around the country are realizing that they have opportunity to grow their business and do business with people that do the right things. I mean, we've picked up a lot of business in the last 6 or 7 months from major companies in this country. Or that are in the stock market that have come to us and say, we want somebody that does the job right and treats the people well and things like that. And it's good to see people moving in that direction.
Well, you know, here's what I love. I've seen this happen before in other businesses. And, you know, you and I talked, I think it was about a year ago, a year and a half ago, about how, you were losing clients to other companies, but it wasn't because they were better than you necessarily. They were hiring people that they weren't paying as much, so they could come
right
at a lower fee. And what I always tell people is when you have low-wage workers that are not well-educated and you're paying them less money, a lot of times they depend on this job. You can treat them like crud and abuse them to a degree, and they'll stay and they'll put up with it because they need the money so bad. People just don't understand that. They don't. The low-wage workers, some of them come from other countries. We're not doing them any favors, are we?
No, well, and a lot of times they were immigrants that were being paid under the table.
Right.
So, you know, at the end of the day, by the time you figure out how many hours they were taking to do a job, they were probably making like $3.50 an hour. And, that's not good for the country because you want people to go out and make a decent wage and be able to go out and grow and spend money, and they can spend more money. That helps other businesses, so
yep.
Everybody grows.
Yeah, I shouldn't say I'm amazed because I'm not amazed that they can't put all of this together. They can't figure it out. But, all right, so now we come into the GDP for this this last quarter, and it's looking like it's 2.6 and not 3 plus. But that's nothing to worry about. We're talking about one period, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. At least we're growing. We're going in the right direction, and people's wages are going up and that. And, Trump has had, and his administration has overcome 8 years of an administration that was really driving the economy down. And, they'd like to boast about their statistics. But and even today, they say that all this is due to Obama. It's not due to Obama. He didn't know what he was doing, and Trump does, and we're seeing the benefit of his knowledge, and it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah, it's really funny because businessmen of very large businesses in this country and around the world are saying, you know, they're happy that he's in that office. It's time we have a businessman in there. And, you know, all the Dems can talk about is that's because they're the one percenters. He's making them more money. And I just have to laugh and go, no, actually, you guys are the one percenters. You've made a lot of money. And, David, guess what? I talk too much. We're out of time. Tell people how to find your book.
Well, please go to my website, thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and you can buy my book. You can read my blogs, and also we do a weekly newsletter, The Devil at Our Doorstep, and you can get sign up to get that.
That's great. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Next hour, Xander Gibb joins us from Jolly, old England. We'll be back.